2 Samuel chapter 23, final words that matter. These are the last words of David, the inspired utterance of David, son of Jesse, the utterance of the man exalted by the Most High, the man anointed by the God of Jacob, the hero of Israel's songs. Last words carry weight. David now, at the end of his long life, filled with highs and lows, speaks not as a king or warrior, but as a servant who had seen the faithfulness of God. He reflects with humility and hope. I've always thought it would be a gift to say my last words to my loved ones. I wouldn't use them to scold or remember any hard times. I'd tell them how deeply I loved them, encourage them to stay faithful, and remind them that I'm just going ahead to the Father's house. But the truth is, most of us don't know when our final words will come. That's why today is a good day to write a letter, make a phone call, or have that honest conversation. More than what you say, your life will be the legacy you leave behind. David couldn't take his crown with him. I'm reminded of a hymn my mother-in-law used to sing. Oh, what joy it will be to lay at his feet bright living gems of souls I helped bring to him. What stars will shine in your crown? What lives have you touched for Christ? Begin today. Speak the truth in love. Live with eternity in mind. And when your sunset comes, may your life still be singing.